أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ترتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون أنا لهم الذكرى وقد جاءهم رسول مبين. ثم تولوا عنه وقالوا معلم مجنون. إنا كاشف العذاب قليلا إنكم عائدون. يوم نبطش البطشة الكبرى إنا منتقمون. ولقد فتنا قبلهم قوم فرعون وجاءهم رسول كريم أن أدوا إلي عباد الله إني لكم رسول أمين أمين وأن لا تعلوا على الله إني آتيكم بسلطان مبين. وإني عذت بربي وربكم أن ترجمون. وإن لم تؤمنوا لي فاعتزلون. فدعا ربه أن هؤلاء قوم مجرمون. فأسر بعبادي ليلا إنكم متبعون. واترك البحر رهوا إنهم جند مغرقون. كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكهين. كذلك وأورثناها قوما آخرين. فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منظرين.
They remain amusing themselves in doubt. Watch for the day when the sky will appear with a smoke clearly visible, enveloping people. This is a grievous punishment. Then will they cry, saying, "Our Rabb, remove from us this penalty. We are the ones to believe." How can the message be of any effect to them, seeing that the Rasul was clear in his ways, behavior has come to them already? Yet they turned away and said that he is tutored a madman. "We will remove the punishment for a short while, but you people are going to revert to your ways. The day we will seize you with a major onslaught and we will exact retribution." The Quraysh had persisted in their disbelief until Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had cursed them. "Now maj'al alayhim sinin kasinni Yusuf." The drought and the famine that had taken place at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala strike them with the same type of famine and drought. So they were struck with such famine and constriction that they would eat up bones and carrion, until Abu Sufyan, the leader of the Meccans, Makkah Mukarrama, had come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in person and interceded that this curse must be removed from them. So Allah Pak says that we will remove this punishment, but you people will revert to your ways. Now you are making promises that you will do, and you will do. And then when the favors are enjoyed, then the promises are forgotten. So this is the first time that famine will strike you, and it will strike you such that you will imagine smoke being enveloped by smoke. This is how you will see yourselves. And another period, another time where the smoke will appear covering the horizon is before the day of Qiyamah. Like the Hadith says that Qiyamah will not appear until these 10 signs appear. One is the Dajjal, appearance of the Dajjal. Number 2 is the smoke that the Quran Sharif is talking about. Then Dabbatul Ard, an animal that will come out of Safa and will seal up the faces of the believers and the disbelievers as well with disbelief, with the seal of disbelief. then 3 earthquakes in the east, west, and in the Arab lands, then the coming down of Isa alayhi salam, then the rising of the sun from the west, then a fire that will hurt people. So until these 10 signs, major signs do not appear, then there will not be Qiyamah. Then the ascension or the descending of Isa alayhi salam. So all these things are going to take place before the day of Qiyamah. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And before them we had tried the people of Fir'aun, and an honorable Nabi Rasul had come to them, instructing them, restore to me the servants of Allah Ta'ala that you have held in bondage. For I am an honest Rasul, trustworthy, honest. You've seen me, and you've seen me right from the very beginning till this point. So I am an honest Rasul sent to you, and don't be haughty against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for I have come to you with clear, manifest proofs, and I seek safety and protection with my Rabb and your Rabb, that you injure me and stone me. And if you fail to believe in me, then keep away from me. Rather than you persecuting me, keep away from me. Then Musa alayhi salam made dua to his Rabb, that these people are given to sin. They will not leave away their sinful transgression. So his dua was answered, Asri bi ibadi laylan. Then travel with my servants by night, because you are going to be pursued by Fir'aun and his armies. And will create a path for you in the ocean, dividing the ocean. And as you go through, then just leave the ocean as it were calm. Don't be excited that this ocean has been divided. There is a path, and you will be overtaken by the people of Fir'aun. Rather, they are going to come and they are going to be drowned. They are destined to be drowned. So leave the oceans as it were calm, and they will drown in their own time. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. Many were the orchards and the springs that they had left behind, the cornfields and beautiful homes, the comforts that they used to delight and enjoy. In this manner have they been ended, and we have made others to be inheritors to their lands and to their wealth. How easy it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one community, one people, one race brings up and flourishes the land, and they are replaced, they are moved away from the scene, another group comes and rules and takes over, enjoying all what these people had prepared, and what they had, what progress and advancements they had made. But the next group, the next nation, they enjoy all the fruits of their efforts. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءِ. Then the heavens and the earth did not shed a tear over them, and nor were they given any respite. The hadith says that there is a point from where a person's rosy comes down, his sustenance comes down, and his deeds ascend. So the heavens become very much fond of the person, that his good deeds are coming up, and his rosy is coming from that point. But when they see that this has been sealed, they understand that man has died. So the heavens and the earth, they cry over the loss of a believer. No more will his good deeds ascend, and no more will his rosy descend from the heavens. But when it is a sinner, then the heaven and the earth are relieved from his sins, etc. And they don't shed a tear over him for his loss, etc. They feel nothing about it. In fact, they feel relieved. وَلَقَدْ نَجَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And we have saved the sons of Israel against a humiliating punishment inflicted by Fir'aun. Indeed, he was a haughty person amongst the transgressors. And we had favored and chosen the Bani Israel over others knowingly. And we had granted them signs and proofs wherein there was an open trial. And these Quraysh, they say that there is nothing beyond our present death, and we aren't going to be raised from our graves. So if you are saying the truth, then bring forth our fathers.